This is Tom Bonova and beginning the visit with Selbert and Kathleen at lunch, Monday the 3rd of January, 75. Channel 1 over, beginning the visit with Selbert and Kathleen at lunch this Monday the 3rd of February, 75. Channel 1 over, and the beginning of the visit with Selbert and Kathleen this Thursday at lunch, Monday at lunch, the 3rd of January, 75.
Who's your closest neighbor now? And Dub moved into the big house.
Yeah. They put a bathroom upstairs.
Yeah.
Between the two bedrooms on the north.
Yeah.
You know. And of course that left the two bedrooms still plenty big.
Uh-huh.
And
yes.
And they moved the carpeting that was downstairs, upstairs, and put new carpeting in the living room and the hall and front bedroom.
Uh-huh. They got wallboard now on all the...
Uh-huh. Covered up all the old plaster. Yeah. Made that... Made it.
I told him I'll put a little heat. I'll take
I'll take a shower. Stand in the shower a little while. I was just gonna nibble this one. I'm a great nibbler. I've even forgotten all our neighbors.
Well, you know we don't have any close neighbors.
No. And on up there past the old home place.
The Townsends lived across, you know, but they're all gone now and they've sold the place. They sold the Townsend place.
Oh, really?
Johnny Wilson. Johnny Wilson married Lyle Shook's daughter. That means anything to you, I don't know.
Well, the names are familiar.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And Johnny Wilson is the Hickman PCA man.
Oh, yeah.
But he lives out in our community, see.
Mm-hmm.
And he bought this, he knew that was for sale. And Dub was going to buy it. But Johnny beat him to it.
Yeah. Well.
Paul John is so interested in farming.
Oh, is he?
Yeah, he can't wait to get home in the afternoon, get on that tractor.
Oh, yeah, you
so
mean, yeah, and that'd be your job.
I think it's all right for them to go ahead and invest more, but you need one of ours.
If you buy land these days, Albert, you gotta move, haven't you?
Yeah.
Now, that's, you see...
And high as it is.
Yeah. You see, that's how I got this land. The others, they were just sitting up there on the fence watching, and I just went ahead and told the man to come over here and buy it.
You better buy it if somebody else will.
Yeah. So next day we had a buying drawing.
you think you get $1,000 an acre for it now?
I get close to 3,000.
You could.
Yeah. Even with the times where they are.
Even with the recession.
Yeah.
Close to $3,000 thing. Well.
I didn't have a thing to do with it. That's just the way it is.
You didn't fix it that way, did you?
Absolutely not. But I won't sell it for $1,000 an acre when other people are getting three. Would you?
No.
Well, so you see, we're all stuck.
Yeah.
Because it shouldn't sell for that.
We don't want inflation, but we don't want it to stop with us.
Well,
do we?
No.
Not me, none of you, none of you.
But in a way, what that means is I can't sell it. You see, if I sell it, I'll get all messed up with the taxes.
Yeah. Well, but still, you get a good price for your farm, but you got to have a place to live. Well, you could go to Gainesville, though, couldn't you?
Go where?
You could go to Gainesville.
I'm not likely to. 1807.
Seventh place, couldn't you?
No, I wouldn't go up there.
You wouldn't?
No, I don't care for that.
Is that too much uptown?
Well, it's just in a settled neighborhood.
I mean, that's what I mean. It's in the city.
I never have lived in a place like that, and I I'm trying not
you
to
never
die.
Did live in a well, you lived in the city's biggest congested areas like that, of course.
Just a short time. Well, I lived in New York and London and Paris and all, but I always lived there a short time, so
you didn't go there to spend the rest of your life, did you?
No, here you have. Yeah, they wouldn't call me a permanent resident in those places.
Well, I tell you what you need, guy, is a log cabin up there on your place on the hill where the old house was.
I don't want a log cabin.
Yeah.
No, I want something that you just walk in and sit down and eat and then go on out again.
Well.
I don't mind an old trailer. You know, the only objection I have to the trailer, the ceilings are slow. All the lights are right at your eye level.
Yeah.
Now, this one, you see, don't bother me. It's up above.
Mm-hmm.
But you, and that one doesn't because I've hit it.
Yeah.
But
it's shady.
Yeah. But if I turn this one on, it's right. I look in it. Look at it. That's where it looks out.
Well,
where'd you get the picture? Is that picture of that telephone on that wallpaper?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's in the wallpaper.
No, it's
stuck
a
on
cutout. It.
It's cut out.
Got that down the grocery store.
Are you getting another down there?
That's the grocery store gone now.
Oh, yeah.
That looks like a genuine article, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Rapid change.
Hey, there's some small pieces.
The thing of it is, you don't have any closer neighbors than you ever did.
No, not like it, too.
No.
Old Parnell is your closest neighbor still.
Still the closest neighbor.
Well,
you remembered his name.
Oh, yes. I remember them all, fellas, if I just sort of work into it gradually.
he owns the in front office, you know,
yeah.
Too, over in Tennessee.
Yeah. Does he live in Kentucky?
Yeah.
On the line.
Mm-hmm. Right on it.
Well, to farm, then you just have to keep up with the new machinery and keep that fella out there, and you're all right.
I'm all set.
As long as soybeans and corn, the price is up. Cotton won't help you.
No. Cotton's a thing of the past almost down there now.
Yeah. So, that's funny, isn't it? You're just an old, just old staple, corn.
Beans and wheat.
Oh, yes, you do have a lot of wheat.
I got some on your place.
See, the wheat.
Wheat.
Have to make
be a
two
good
crops.
Place. I could take that wheat off of that ground and just, you know, work the daylights out of you to do it. Get that wheat combined off of it, get the straw burned, and plant it in beans.
That pushes,
You get to, you might right, you got to move.
Well, how come you do it?
Of course, it's just double income for that 1 year. Get a crop of wheat and get a crop of beans.
Oh, you didn't used to like to do that. Still
never,
don't.
Never did do it. Didn't have the equipment to do it, but did not much. Well, then, back in, I guess it was about the time around the time you was down there that they come out with a new variety of wheat that comes off a little earlier and you can.
Oh, I see. That'll do it. Well, but still, your beans—they don't. You don't care whether they're early or late.
No, well, if you get them planted by, 10th of July, you normally pretty good shape.
Yeah, that's pretty good, isn't it?
Yeah.
I haven't had any turkey. We don't have much turkey, do you? I guess it's because it's so big. You all have much turkey?
Katie's here buying one. We don't know if we have turkey much.
Mm-mm.
Christmas, Thanksgiving.
Now, I just spoke to you and looked at you in a normal tone of voice.
I didn't understand the word turkey.
Oh, I see.
Sometimes when you lose that one word, that ruins the whole
thing.
Yes,
I know, I understand. We have to learn how.
I have trouble with our minister.
Who are you?
For you.
It's his voice. You know, some people's voice, not in trouble at all. But here's his. I don't know, sort of nasal or something. When I lose, his words.
Well, Selbert, let me tell you now, I don't want to pry in this other business. But what the hell do you do the rest of the time after you.
No, the rest of the time.
Boy gets too inclined, you feel.
He has to go to.
I have to go to Jordan.
And the state line.
And the state line.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like you had to go to Livingston down here
and
find another news.
Yeah.
The coffee.
You're in the bank to get the news there.
Yeah, you got to keep up.
Sure.
Well, now that's what I've been wanting to know, you see. It's hard to tell a fellow what he needs to know until, you just got to work around.
So? That's the reason I'm applying for Social Security for those months that I don't do nothing but solve the world's problems.
Yeah.
I don't know whether they consider that work or not.
They
might call it management.
Yeah. Well, now, we used to go up that Jordan to the store and knock around a little bit. A little bit, but when I was down there, you didn't hang around or anything.
No, I don't hang around up there.
You just go around
and go up there once. Near it every day.
To Jordan?
Yeah. That's the biggest business. I just don't know of a better country business anywhere than that little old store is right now.
It's a lot more than it used to be.
Oh, heavens, yeah. See? It's right on the state line road.
Yeah.
Tennessee raised the cigarette tax 3 or 4 cents a pack Kentucky didn't.
Yeah.
And I guess cigarettes cost you about $5 and something, close to $5 a carton, and you get them for $3.30 at Jordan. And they come out of Tennessee and buy them. And you just never saw the lack of business they do on cigarette business.
Yeah.
He'll sell an average, he told me, of $2,600 worth of cigarettes a week.
You quit smoking, guys?
Well, he quit the last time he was at home.
Yeah.
Well, good.
I never did care much about smoking. It's just a habit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That beautiful creature there, you see?
Isn't
just a blue jay.
That's an old blue jay. Now, Dub has got a contraption. Dub has got a contraption that it's just for red bird feeders. Any other bird, like something, but he's never gotten it to work right. It will work though, but he got it too close to his house. He got something.
Goes by the weight.
By the weight of the bird.
Yeah.
If any other bird gets on it, it trips the thing and it goes up and you can't get his head into something.
Oh.
And you can order it from the Audubon Society.
Yeah.
The boy down in Hickman got one.
Yeah. Well, you see, I ordered
that.
You see where I ordered that one from.
You got a patent on that, hadn't you?
Yeah. I used to make them like that. We worked into that. We designed that, just like engineers. We started up in East Tennessee there at Fanny's house.
Yeah.
We had one of those big feeders outside the window, and we kept changing it a little bit, you know. And that's the way it wound up, last I heard. You got your big plank on top that keeps the rain out. Then you put that one below, so you got two stories to it. And some of them can eat below if they want to, especially the little bird.
Dubs is that close to the house, but he never had
that. They don't have much luck with
it. He hadn't had much luck with it. And yours right there at the window, didn't he?
Look at it. See, he's eating like he's got to steal it. They love to steal. They eat just like they're stealing, Selvin.
Yeah.
Just like a nigger in a watermelon patch. I made that up. I don't know. Now, I've seen a feeder for an Oreo. Some people over there close to us in town.
I brought your card.
Look at that.
She
I took it
that.
Off of
that
a
beautiful
birthday card.
She took that off of a birthday card,
and
I got it.
And I chose the cardinal for you because it's that, you know, cardinal's Kentucky bird, and you had a card. Well, there's one out there now.
Well, yeah, they've started that handsome spring call over there, spring song over there. Isn't that nice?
I've enjoyed making those.
She's given away over 100 of those things. She made this, pour this mold to make this thing sticky, Ma.
Yeah. Now, how do you do that? You print
you
it from
what? You get plaster Paris.
Yeah.
And make the little molds, and then you take the picture.
Yeah.
You can get a picture out of a magazine or a card or anywhere. And you put 6 coats of what they call the cowlet on there. One every 15, 20 minutes. Let it, you know, put on a coat, let it dry, and then put another one until you get 6 coats.
Yeah.
And then let it dry good. And then you soak it in water and take all the paper comes off. And it leaves the picture in that decalage. And then you stretch it. Stretch it over there.
A few of those in gift shops. Your wife go in gift shops. You'll see those things that somebody's made.
Yeah.
That size sold for, I believe it was that size that was $4.50. At least that much. The smaller, maybe it was a smaller size. Now, I don't think they're worth that much. But I enjoyed making them and you know, giving them to friends and relatives. I made some from
Mother's Day cards that the boys had given me, and Mother made some for Mother's Day.
You pick out something that's got a nice picture on it with a paint on it that you want.
Mm-hmm. It's a clear, the callet is a clear liquid.
So this is actually what's on the paper.
That's what's on the paper, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
she took
that
off
the
paper.
You get all the paper off, with the damage.
Isn't that something?
And you have
Isn't
to roll
that
all that off.
And whatever that solution is you put on there, just holds this.
Mm-hmm. Holds to the picture.
Holds to the picture.
And then that the callet is, just stretch it
well,
over that.
That solution's still there. That protected?
Mm-hmm. It has a protective coat of stuff over it, too.
Hmm. Well, you see, now that's something useful, Talbot.
I made a bunch of antique cards for the men, for Jim.
Yeah. Oh, did you?
Different ones. And antique Model T Ford for Talbot.
Oh, really? Trouble, when did you do all that remodeling of your place? Did you do it all at one time?
No,
no. We did the brick all at one time.
The brick.
But the
inside, we did it room at a time as we got the money, as we could get credit.
What'd you do to the room?
We haven't done anything to the room except since you were there.
Let's see. Yes, we had that. We made a room out of that screen porch.
Yeah.
Remember
the
screen porch? The
screen south on the south
well,
side.
Well, when Jim was a junior in high school, we made a room and a bath and closet. We just made a room out of that and then went down the east side and made a bath and a closet, see?
Yeah.
And so we call that our motel room, you know, we can just shut the door and...
Oh, isn't that nice?
Yeah, it was when Bill's children were little, well, they'd sleep over there and we wouldn't hear them cry.
Well, let me tell you, that's what we got these trailers for. And
mm-hmm.
this trailer, you see, what we were going to do, I told you we had this place for you. And in the meantime, Barbara landed here and we put her there temporarily and she's still there. But that's what I got that trailer for. It's a first-rate trailer. It's 6 foot long. It's got everything in it.
Yes, it's nice.
And it was all cleaned up and painted and everything when I got it. And I got it for $1,500.
My goodness.
And I put all the wiring out there, you see. And you can't even start to build a room for $1,500,
no.
Can you?
No.
And that's the whole shebang. That's the whole utility. Well, you say it's not a recent model. Well, who gives a darn? Nobody notices it unless you tell them.
in our back porch, you know, it was real narrow
mm-hmm.
and began to
oh,
give trouble.
That.
Where we had the
freezer.
Well, we tore all that down
yeah.
and built a, what, about 15 by?
19 by something, I don't know.
That utility
big
room.
Big enough out
and
there.
Put cabinets on the east side with space in between for the freezer and the dryers out there.
So in your motel,
clean.
Though, your family can come and...
Yeah, they're all off to themselves.
All off
got
to
a bathroom
themselves.
In there.
Yeah,
don't
they
bother
want to go out
by.
There and cuss and
mm-hmm.
carry on and let them go
let
out
them
there.
Do it.
Yeah. Well, they're not nice.
We called it Jim's room until he left. And now we try to call it the south bedroom, but we're always picking
yeah.
up and saying Jim's room.
Yeah. yeah.
But, of course,
he
they
go
use
off
that when they come back.
In there when he was in high school and study.
Oh.
And he was way away from television and everything.
Yes. Well, now that's unusual. You see, my impression is, you see, if the children study at home, they got to study right there with the television.
Uh-huh. Most of them do.
Yes. So that sort of counts for what they get, I guess.
Well, in the first quarter that he was in college, he stayed at home.
Drove back and forth.
Yeah.
What I meant inside, I thought you were talking about the. You put in the heating and air conditioning.
Oh yeah.
Oh, that's the last thing we've done.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
Mm-hmm.
But you find that right satisfactory?
Well, we don't heat though. We don't use it to heat with because it breaks us up. Unless we have company. Unless we want to open the whole house up. We still got portable heaters that we use in our bedroom and the kitchen. It's all just us two. That's the only two rooms we heat.
Bedroom, kitchen, and bath. See, that's what we live in the wintertime.
We use the...
And so we just don't...
Just portable heaters.
Heat the living room.
When just she and I there.
Heat?
Unless... Of course, in summertime, when it's true, we have to cool the whole... Use that system. Cool the whole house.
But it, that's not so...
No.
That's not so...
And
then
use
heating.
And then use as much electricity.
Now, have you got your stuff outdoors where you don't hear it?
We hear it. It's right there at our bedroom window.
It's too close. Yeah, too close to our bedroom window.
Too close.
I was going to have it put around there, you know, in that square between the end of the house and the where the screen porch was. And you know, that's when we were doing it. I said, now that's where I want it. And the man said, oh, it'll cost you several $100 more to put it around there. And see, it would have been clear around there out of the way. Now I wish I'd have gone on and paid him to do it.
Paid him, yeah.
But I didn't know it would...
You know, so much of the time, and you've got no protection against this, when people start saving money,
yeah.
you're in bad shape.
Well,
you can see where he has run all that piping.
Well, it had to run from there.
From the meter, from the...
I can't see how it would be more, but it would have been, we never would
have
heard it, but now it's right at our bedroom window. Well, of course, even with the windows down, you can hear it when it clicks off and on. It doesn't make much noise, but I can still hear it. I guess
he didn't have any place to put the cold air return.
Well, maybe so. I don't
around
know that. What, but anyway, he just wouldn't even talk to me about putting it around there. And so I thought, well, he knows what he's talking about, you know, and didn't argue with him.
Well, that's a bold assumption.
Yeah. But
that's a more tricky guy.
You know, I thought about this a whole lot. I had a friend up there in electronics. He's a young fella, just getting started, and he'd been working for Sears one place and another, and he wanted to go into business himself. And he'd help me a good bit. And he just needed a couple of $1,000 he could get some. Well, I had a couple of $1,000, but I didn't. I can't lend money. I mean, I can't get into the money business. I got to stay out of that.
I'm scared of it.
I get all mixed up in it. I know some people can do it, Velvet, and some can't. So
mm-hmm.
Don't look at me crossways. I know. Well, anyhow, this friend of mine, old Lindsay Beckham, he used to make my eyeglasses. He was good at it. Grind the lens and make the glasses, and I was in better shape when he ran the place than I have been since. Well, he had the place going, and the place was crowded and all like that. Well, he got out of the business just in time before these chain people came through.
Yeah.
See? And they put him, the little man, out of business.
Oh.
And then the doctors started getting their own opticians.
Mm-hmm.
Do they do that here in the city?
No.
The eye doctors will have their own glasses sitting right there in their place. Well, anyhow, he was a money man. And I liked him. He was full of hot air, and we used to talk right smart. He'd always come out ahead of me, see. and he, we were both farming, you see, and we were both great farmers. You can imagine what the talk was like when we got together. And we had horses. He knew a little about horses. I didn't. I'm afraid of horses. I don't want to know about them. But anyhow. I thought, well, old Lindsay, he's in business, he's in the money business and all, he can go in with this boy and all, and you know, I caught him one day and told him about it, and you know, he just chewed me out. He worked me over, getting him in a business that he didn't know anything about.
Oh,
no.
Why, he said he wouldn't even think about going in business with anybody unless he knew more about the business than the other fella did. You know, I've thought about that so much. Especially, you know, when they try to save me money. Yeah. Even on your car, your tractor, you see, when they start saving money, you better go. You better watch out. Old Willie Chitty, we worked out here on an old rusty water pump, water tank, half a day. And lost our patience and money too. I put that old thing in, I told you about that, and been up there a little while, and a little spew of water comes through, rushes through. So you get your toothpick and stick in there. That stops it for a while, and then the next thing you know, you got to put in a little bigger plug.
Yeah.
Rust out on you. See, that's a losing game when you got to do that. Oh, there's a lot of ways to lose money.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
And quick.
Quick. I guess it'd be interesting to be in the money business, but you sure would have to be hard-boiled, Albert.
I guess Jim has to have something to show for it, before he, what he calls collateral. But you know, some of them, he says he had people come in that department and have a thing in the world to back them up. And I guess he does have to get hardballed in.
Yeah.
Because, well, the association wouldn't last long with them.
No.
In that case,
the association
demands that.
Jim is in the money business,
isn't he? Right, he's in the money alone, and maybe somebody else's money.
Yeah. But that's just as hard on him as if it's his own, wouldn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
Because if he gets in trouble, that's you'll hear from him.
They have to be very cautious.
How do you get into that?
Well, the guy tried to have his job, and he put his name in over there at the school for placement service or something, and they recommended that job and several others. It was openings that he knew of. And he chose that job. He was going to work full in the bank, full of them, but they wanted him, but at the same time.
Yeah.
Same salary, but he preferred to go this at that.
And go away farther from home.
Here. He thought of his own boss. Some of his college boys' friends had jobs with that same thing. I think that's one of the main things. They did it for, or caused him to.
Yeah, some of his friends were in there.
They liked it, and he thought he would like it. And
he does. I'm sure he likes it.
More chance for advancement there than he would in a little bank in Fulton. And salary raise, and I guess he.
And they wanted boys with degrees in agriculture. That's what he was in.
Well, is that all agricultural loans?
Yeah. Mm. Farmers and part-time farmers.
Yeah. Half-time?
Yeah. You could have a job somewhere else and own a little farm or a farm somewhere.
But at least half your income has to be from a farm.
No, it doesn't have to be half. Just
but it has to be...
Has to be farm-related.
Like, he loans money to a cousin of mine who works for the city of Nashville. But he has a little... plot of land, you know, and he loaned him money to buy a tractor, see, for his son, so his son could farm.
Yeah.
It either has to have some relation to farming, and then I guess that farm land was the collateral.
What's, how much do you have to pay for tractors now, Helen?
So asked me $20,000 for one the other day. You can't get them. They may be getting them. He's had this for several days, weeks down there. It hasn't been sold. You have to put your name on the list. And if this top man doesn't want it, he goes down the list. And so far, he hasn't. Well, he's probably sold it now. But he had a cab on it and air conditioning and everything. $20,000. Combine cost you around $35,000.
You don't pay $20,000 for taxes, do you?
No, I haven't had to.
What's the most you've had to pay?
Well, I've always had something to trade in. I don't know. What's that price? $14,000, $15,000, something like
that.
I don't guess it was that much either. I don't know. I don't know. Must have been, because this was the biggest tractor International made, I guess, $20,000. And mine is the next largest. I've had it 4 years, so I must not have given over 10 for it, even with my trade in.
Well, but once you get a tractor like that, you don't have any trouble with it for a long time.
If you use them, you will. Like I spent the
golly.
I gave that company that place for the month of October or November. $1,800 and some odd dollars for repairs. Right, Miss Katie?
Yeah.
$1,800 and some odd dollars for repairs. That's not on the tractor, but the combines and everything I've got that was using.
Deduction we had.
It was $1,800 and some dollars for the month of October or November. I've forgotten which it was. And for the combine and for the tractor. And
what did it have to do with the tractor?
I don't know now.
What did it do with the combine?
That I don't know either now. I did something. I don't know. Well, they just get $10 an hour for their labor.
Yeah.
See? It don't take long to run it up. And
the mechanic gets half of it, and the house gets half of it. So that adds it up.
Adds it up.
Ho ho!
Guys, you been to Silver Springs?
No.
Don't you want to go?
Never been there.
Let's go.
It's just like any other old spring. Hell, that's costly down there, Hubbard.
It is.
Oh, yeah.
Why, I thought everything in Florida was free.
That's costly. What they have down here are those, I don't know whether the underground rivers or what or not, but they have a lot of those big springs. And just huge amounts of water you see coming out there. And it's not a spring, you know, it's just a flow of underground water that surfaces. And I've never seen Silver Springs, but I've seen them in other places. And it's quite a sight.
You haven't been to Silver Springs, and it's just only 18 miles from you?
No.
That's where they have the black bottom boats.
I've been to the other. It don't cost anything.
You want the rest of that coffee?
No, I didn't want any of it, but
you
I
want to
well, that's
on
our
to Washington.
That's one of the things that's marked on our map that we was going to see.
Well, that's what I see under here. You can go to all these horse farms. They'd be nice places to go and see some of these. They've got beautiful horses around here. I've been to some of them. I used to know some of them, but I've sort of lost out. I haven't been around so long.
They don't have Tennessee walking horses down here, do they?
They're mostly thoroughbreds, and I think this is saddlebred horses. Know about it.
Where are they? They have horse races, something in around here?
Races? No, they have shows.
They have
horse shows.
Yeah.
They ride those.
I imagine they have Tennessee walking horses, no shows, don't they?
Well, you know that they're bound to. Yeah.
The where is it? Is it Daytona Beach where they have the automobile races, isn't it?
Yeah.
Charles Miles goes there every year.
Is that right?
He don't miss them. He's crazy about them.
Yeah.
When did it happen?
We're along about now, don't the guy?
Well, that's too violent for me. I couldn't sleep at night if it wasn't for watching that.
Me either. I went to one in California. I don't care anything about it.
Yeah. You never went to Indianapolis?
No.
That was bad enough on television, isn't it?
Yeah. Have you ever seen him at Indianapolis?
No. Not except on the television.
He is crazy about car racing. That's one of the things he talks about. That's one of his favorites. And that and golf is one of his favorite subjects. Down at the bank.
Ocala is about the last town that sort of has a good large number of winter visitors. And you can tell the winter visitors just by looking at them on the street. You don't need to ask me how they look. You can tell them, and you can also tell the traffic that they're in. One thing, the traffic's not quite so lively when they're in it. They're in a hurry to get there. They play a lot of shuffleboard, and the city has games for them at the parks.
Where is that? How far down?
Ocala?
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
Where the Silver Springs.
Oh, that's where Silver,
yeah.
Silver Springs.
Yeah, you go, the Silver Springs Boulevard is the one you turn off on. And that's right there in the main part of Ocala.
How do you get to it from here? Down 641?
That's all, yeah.
Did you say you wanted to go?
Let me tell you,
Or do you rather just stay here and wait for it?
Let me tell you, you all just shop around, and I would hinder you. I'm not much of a traveler.
I've decided that.
I'd be a damper. If you're going out
well,
to the field there and look at something.
10 minutes to two. Well, if we're going, we better get going.
Well, it's just 30 minutes.
Does it take 30 minutes to go?
Yeah.
Let's go.
Get on there.
Well, I'm going to change. If we're going, I'm going to put on something.
I'll just wear what I've got on. It's good enough to wear at Ocala, isn't it?
Oh, Lord.
What do we do? Go back here and hit 641 and turn south?
Yeah. And stay on the new 441.
The new 441.
They had it right straight down through Redding, but then when they four-laned it, they cut across and hit 301.
Yeah.
And so they just got one of the bigger roads going into Ocala. They didn't need two four-lanes to be right there together. So you just stay on the main 441, and they'll run into 301 and take you right there. Can't go wrong.
John went over around 800 at the end of this visit at lunch with Selbert and Kathleen. They have to get going now to Silver Springs. They're going to Silver Springs now this Monday, the 5th or 3rd of January 75. John went over around 800 at the end of the visit with Selbert and Kathleen at lunch on Monday, the 3rd of January 75. We have to get through so they can go to Silver Springs.
Those horse farms, Albert. you can go to the anywhere they'll tell you where to go. So just pull in the service station, tell them you want a directory of the horse farms, and they give you a little map and it's got all of them down there. You can just pick out one, go in there, and tell them you'd like to see a few of the horses. Well, they'll either show you where the horses are, or take you over there, and show them to you. And
you ever go to the Kentucky Derby when you live up there? In there?
No.
Yeah. I've never been.
some of the neighbors, you know, would go. They'd have seats there from year to year, and we'd hear about it through them.
Oh, you
want
to wear
I'm putting it in the car.
tax is not as high on in Kentucky as it is Tennessee. They sell them for $3.30 a carton.
Oh.
And they just run over that man in there for cigarettes.
Well, all right.
He sells about, he told me he sold right average about $2,600 worth a week.
Good night. They're not supposed,
cigarettes.
They're supposed to let them have over a carton
they
per
can
person.
Sell them. They can sell them all they want to, but they, all they ask for, but they can get.
But if they get caught with them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And they can't do anything to him for selling them.
No.
I mean, that is the possession of them.
Uh-huh.
And they come out there with the car loads and
well, they
with cigarettes. Oh, no. Mm.
But now that little hospital, you don't know what happened in that little hospital.
No. Well, it's still operating. I have an idea. It's turned into a nursing home. They had a nursing home down connected with it. It had, I believe it was 40 rooms, and they were all taken and had a waiting list.
And I'm mad they turned that hospital
in that county, and I have an idea that and people, they were talking that when we were there, said that they were afraid that that was what they were going to lose the hospital because of, they had, I don't know how many patients came in while we were there, and the doctors didn't have facilities to x-ray or check them for, you know, to be sure to find out what was wrong, and they'd send them over to Anderson for these treatments, I mean these what?
I don't know.
To be diagnosed, you know, for some, to the laboratories anyway, and then they would come back and stay in the hospital, in that small hospital.
Yeah, they had
because
two
it's
doctors.
Close to home, but they
mm-hmm.
would have to go to the that hospital and get the tests and things, and then come back to the little one. So I haven't added it. They phased it out by now, and that's it.
Two doctors and plenty of nurses.
Plenty of nurses and, yeah.
Two doctors.
14 patients in there when I went in.
But when you left, there just
well,
three or
what
four,
it did,
not
that's
many.
That's what it did. It turned into a nursing home.
Yeah. Imagine.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I can just imagine it was a fun place. But you didn't have an opinion.
I didn't. I did for 2 or 3 days. But after that, I just felt as good as I do now. The first couple of days, I was sick.
Well, what sort of pain did you have?
Chest pains, and I the doctor gave me these pills. These nitroglycerin things.
Yeah.
And he says, told me when I, he gave them to me, he says, if these, you take one of these and if you don't get any relief, well, I call Dr. Jones, and I, Dr. Jones out of Union City, he's a heart specialist. Because I took, he gave me some more capsules one day, and
it's
I took him
hot.
Back
it's
in there with
cold.
Me, actually put me on these. And, and I was going down the road, and I had this heart spell, chest pain, and I took one of these. I don't think anybody knew I took it. You stick, throw it in your mouth, and it melt like a snowball.
Oh, do they?
Yeah, just.
Well, it relaxes you.
And it didn't help me. I didn't get any relief. I took another, and it didn't help me. And then I stopped, and I said, I'm sick.
Oh, that's when it happened.
Yeah.
Yeah, when you had.
So.
Oh, you already had some tablets.
Yeah, I'd had them. He gave
well,
me these in October of 72. I'd had them.
He,
but I don't guess I'd take them.
He said there were angina pains, you know.
Yeah.
And that, of course, well, isn't very serious. It doesn't
you
go
can
on
have
something
them,
else.
Though.
Uh-huh.
Suffer.
Well, what is angina?
Angina.
It's just shortness of breath and. I read about that, and I thought I knew I wouldn't forget just what it was, but it's a...
Now it makes you, I was sick in my stomach.
Yes.
The next morning I was sick.
Yeah.
Woke her up, and the nurses too. And I haven't never been working with nurses in my life. I did that next morning, that Tuesday morning.
Yeah.
I don't want to get caught this far away from home. It was bad enough in Birmingham. Atlanta. I mean,
Alabama.
Alabama.
Yeah. Yeah, that just no.
I Well, we couldn't find a hospital to be that cheap anymore.
No.
That too.
Well, let's see, what kind of pills did you take for a vagina? What do you take?
Nitroglycerin.
Nitroglycerin.
Come on, take them all the time.
I guess, what, is that the same stuff that blew up a building?
I wonder about that.
I was just fixing to ask that question.
I have wondered about that.
I had a little colored boy in school. There was so much trouble. He just wanted all of my attention. He didn't want me to pay any attention to the other 36 or 8 people, children in the room, you know. So one of them fellas decided, some of the work, you know, his government work, decided they'd take him and check him. And so they asked him a lot of questions, you know, and he asked if he knew what nitrogen was. He said, yeah, something to blow you up. You know, and of course I had no idea. He knew anything about anything like that, you know. But, and I think about it, I'm like, yeah, I just wondered if it has any connection with that.
But it's right instantly.
It's quick, that quick.
It's amazing.
It relieves the...
You have to throw it on your tongue. You haven't got it on your tongue, it's gone. You know whether you got it on your tongue or not.
That angina pain is caused from the shortage of oxygen in the way the muscles of your heart act, and that nitroglycerin stimulates the muscles and opens it up. That's what I read about.
But I still can't understand. I wonder how you got to smoking and chain smoking. Well, that leisurely life.
Or maybe that's the reason. There was so much, too much leisure. Had to do something.
That's right. But Dub doesn't smoke.
Oh, yes, he does. He's not. Yeah, he hardly ever smokes a cigarette. He smokes a blue pipe.
Smokes a blooming old pipe.
He still smokes an old pipe.
Yeah, he doesn't smoke as much as he used to, I don't believe.
Well, he does when he's sitting around, when he's over at the house, all the way over there.
Yeah.
And I just.
He leaves a trail behind him, doesn't he?
He sure does.
Well, for one thing, it's so costly to smoke those things now.
Yeah.
I remember when I started smoking, or the other days when I was smoking, you'd get 2 packages of Lucky Strikes for a quarter.
Mm-hmm.
And they were fresh, and they
and
just
now
smelled
they are.
Good.
How
that
much
is
package?
Just in the package.
That they
smell good. Don't you know they said it's toasted?
You stuck your cigarette in some kind of a weed and smoked it.
Well, I figured when we married that they would spend over $100 a year.
$100 a year for tobacco that I could use for something else. Now, he didn't smoke ready-made cigarettes. He always rolled them.
And smoked it through that cane?
Yeah.
Well, neither one of our boys smoke. And no, their wives, you know.
A handful of those little canes somewhere,
think,
in some little box, you know, like you'd have on your desk.
Yeah.
I used to have it. Yeah, I saw it not too long ago somewhere.
Well, I read, I believe it's in Reader's Digest, that more young people were smoking and more, despite all the talk about cancer and everything, that more young people and more girls.
Yeah, the girls are awful.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. This seemed like they just got to.
Yeah.
And but
when
I guess
smoke,
we were real lucky. Neither one of our sons or daughters in law smoke.
Do they? They don't? Mm-hmm. Well, you were lucky, aren't you?
Yeah.
Neither one of them ever smoked any girls either.
You know, it's funny thing, we've never had anybody out here steady who was a big smoker.
Well, yeah.
We had close calls, though, and I had to get somebody who didn't stay long.
Well,
you know what they do. I notice it now. They come in and they got to push back and smoke, and it's an awful smell, you see. And they come out and talk about nice fresh air.
Yeah.
And then start polluting it. You know, nothing.
Well, that's why you and Thabit used to do.
When I think of how much fresh air I have polluted.
It's
awful.
Yeah. Oh, I know what I was going to say. Kevin said, we got home from church the other day, and I was sitting in the choir, and he went in and sat down with one of the
fellas his age, and he said, he just smells so terrible with tobacco. I said, well, that's just because you're not saturated with it like you used to.
He smelled terrible with that tobacco.
He'd
go out and smoke between Sunday school and church, come back in.
Well, he used to do that too.
I did too.
That was just exactly the way you were.
It's just terrible.
I just couldn't understand. I thought I was going to have to get up and move.
I don't believe he talks much as you do. He used to chatter, didn't he? We used to sit out there and shuck corn, and we'd both have a cigarette going, and that radio going with a ball game on it. Delbert would talk loud, couldn't hear the ball game.
You all smoked so much you didn't get much work done.
Anyway, I don't know how that happened. I didn't. Were we over at Marine's, and somebody down the table had dressed eggs on the table, and somebody asked for the egg, passed the eggs to him up the line up there, and Jim just reached over and got one. You remember that? He put it in Guy's hand, and Guy just passed it off. There was a little fella.
I
think it was over at Marine's.
I forgot something about the eggs right there. I don't know what
you
got
that?
Over to Jim.
Yeah,
I remember that's what happened. You heard what Kathleen said,
didn't
you?
What's that?
Said it. I said, I thought maybe it was
a
guy that gave it to Jim.
I don't know, but I know that somebody passed that dressed egg in that by hand.
I would imagine that being
the
way it
was. Let me tell you, the fella acts in a curious way, for curious reasons. Now, one reason I came down here and started traveling, one reason why, that so much was going on down here, I didn't need to travel much. But another reason why, I had always done the traveling. If any moving was doing, I was doing the moving, you see. I'd come down to a place and I'd go everywhere else. And I thought to myself, well, that burns. I'll just be stationary a while, I'll let them come see me. But you know what I found out? A lot of people have come and all like that. But what I found out is some people are born to be stationary and some to do the travel.
Yeah.
and my mission is to travel. it just never quite worked out as well when I was stationary. And you know another thing? You know, some people are more interested at home than they are away at somebody else's house. And then you get just the reverse of that.
David had turned into one of those stationary ones that he wouldn't talk much about leaving.
I didn't want to go
He didn't want to go to South Carolina last year, but he finally agreed to go, and then after he got sick, I thought, I'd never get him to leave home again.
Had not been for you, I wouldn't have made this trip. I told you yesterday I wouldn't. I didn't want to stop by and see you all, man.
Well, let me tell you.
I wouldn't have made this trip.
Let me tell you. It's a darn wild goose chase. With all the things you've got up there, you see.
All that scenery we have in Obion County.
You darn too.
You know, we got one thing we can take them down to Real Foot Lake and buy them fish there.
You don't even need to go to Real Foot Lake. You can just go out there on the Tennessee-Kentucky line. That's just as scenic as any place I know. Yeah. Now, I tell you, it used to look better to me when we had them sheep around.
Same old
there.
Time.
We're
used to that.
Flock of sheep in Owyan, Portland County. There's two that I know, two flocks of sheep. You know where they have to sell the lambs? Either in Jackson or Hopkinsville, Kentucky.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Right. And there's no great demand for them.
No.
Yeah.
But the dogs and the foot rot got the sheep business down there.
Is that right?
That's what put them out of the sheep business.
And it takes that foot rot, it takes it a long time to get rid of it?
Well, I never did get rid of it.
You know, they've got something here that my cow's got. They would get down there in the muck in those swamps.
Yeah.
sort of slush out there when the water was down. They'd go out there to drink. And it irritated the flesh right there in between the toes. And there would be something in some little germ, some little, I don't know what you'd call it, foot rot, that's what you'd call it. I mean, I'd call it. And you know what? Then I'd get that green medicine that's sticky and squirt it on them and squirt it on them, you know, and then pick up the foot and squirt it on the teeth and all like that. And I had complications of that. One cow stayed in the back there, and I didn't know it. And when I found her, she had the foot so bad she couldn't get up. Oh, she'd get up and hobble over and drink a little water, but she couldn't hardly graze. But I treated it, and it wasn't. And you know what? The only thing you need to do for that is just put the whole herd through some little water, some little what do you call
water
it? Dip of some sort. And I never did that. I didn't have a thing to do it. I kept thinking, well, that'll be the end of it.
In my cattle, I was afraid of it.
But now the foot rot is more serious than that.
Yeah, that's stubborn. I know it's stubborn in sheep.
Yeah. Well, this stuff would go away. You spread it a time or two and it'd go away.
Tried everything down there, little sheep, and I just got sick.
Oh, with sheep. But rock with sheep.
Those things got their feet were so sore they just grazed on their knees.
Oh,
man.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it would get in the ground. Well, I mean, you know.
Yeah, but give me the details of that. You know, I don't keep things straight. You would get those sheep, you'd buy them, and ship them in from Texas.
That's some on down there somewhere.
Yeah. And now, were they the ewes?
Yeah. Yearling lambs.
Yearling lambs, and you'd breed them, and you'd buy them in the spring.
Summer mostly.
Summer,
long July.
Yeah. And then what was their season of calving?
In the fall, in the winter,
only
about in January.
Yeah, about like cows.
And they had to be sheared in April.
And you got it where you couldn't get nobody to shear the thing.
And how long did the ewes last?
Oh, 7, 8, 10 years.
That long?
Depending, yeah.
Well, you didn't have to buy them in at a time then, did you?
No.
Seemed like one time I was there and you bought 35.
May have, I don't know.
I don't remember.
Not any of these sheep you and I had came from. They were with you. I bought all those locally from somebody around. I don't know who, I've forgotten who.
You sure? Seemed like we were down there. I can see the fella where we bought them that time. And they come in from Texas.
Maybe they did. I don't know. It's been so long.
And seemed like they.
I know I bought some locally.
Seemed like they cost about $25.
No, they didn't cost that much then, but they will now. More than that, I guess now.
$20.
You know, Bill started.
No, I mean, I wouldn't have any idea what you buy a sheep for. I paid $25 for an old poor one the other day to barbecue.
Oh,
back in the summer.
Mm-hmm.
I wish I had my money back.
Just
see, now Steve won't let you scratch
him
up.
I mean, you don't want to do that.
I'm
just
don't?
Going in here now. Yeah. Y'all just go right ahead.
No,
it made me sick.
Well, I always thought about those sheep, and you know people had sheep way up in West Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, it didn't have much anymore.
They made pretty good money.
Yeah. And furthermore, you could go in business quick and go out quick.
Yeah.
And cows, it's a little bit more trouble.
A different story.
Yeah.
Hogs, I saw some hogs on some man's farm back up the road with, not too far back.
Do you have all the cows your pasture will hold, or you just have so many that you figure that you can handle?
I figure about all both.
Yeah.
All I can handle, all my pasture will take care of.
Yeah.
I've got too many, I imagine, now.
save you heifers every year?
So, 3 or 4 or 5, something like that. I saved several last year.
Yeah. You save the ones you consider the best.
The ones I think are, yeah.
Yeah.
That's the way you did, didn't you, guys? Save the best.
Yeah.
You kind of saved it.
Yes, I hated to sell them. I got attached to them.
Why didn't you keep some of them?
I did. Oh, you mean? Oh no.
What do you want to sell them all for?
Oh no.
You got attached to them.
Well, it's just easy to have a herd as it was a dozen. You still they tie you down.
Well, you haven't had anything to eat this grass up since. Well, you sold them last year, didn't you? When did you sell them?
This. Let me see. What is this now? This last fall, a year ago. Been a little over a year.
What ate the grass up last summer?
Hasn't been it.
Hasn't been it.
That don't bother me. That's all right. I let it grow up for the crickets.
My bird.
Yeah. We had quite a few around. But you can't do much because they won't stay at home, you see. And then the dogs and the cats and some other people come around. You don't have much chance.
No.
Best thing is this station out here. And then give them, they've got to have just a, let me tell you, Selbert, what happens, what I've noticed. You take these horse farms, they mow it. And then the horses, you see, it's so hard on the grass.
Horses eat grass off closer than anything.
Yeah, they don't like it unless they get a little sand with it. they don't have, they cut it, and even around the fences, you see, they don't have any cover. They don't have enough cover there to protect the cricket. So what sort of they can't even have birds.
No.
Ain't nothing fun to eat.
Are there any quail in this country?
No.
Nothing fun to eat, is it?
Nothing fun to eat. They keep it cut back. You see, they don't even have an old brambles anymore. Old briar thickets. You see, you always had some old briar thickets there, until you got them moors, rotary moors.
Well, I'll tell you one thing, your woods are sure growing up over there.
Are they?
Yeah, Lord, mother, you can't get, can't walk through there, are they?
Oh, don't tell me. Because the animals are out of it?
Yeah. Got it all in cultivation now. That one field, I passed that old hill field there for a while, you know.
What is it?
I've got it all in cultivation. I guess it ought to be sold down and put back in the pasture, but I didn't know it.
Well, what they do down here, they cultivate it. You know, when the pasture gets needs a little plowing, they do that. That's the beauty of it now. See, I know more about it down here than I do up your place. Is they plow up this mahair grass and put the winter pasture oats and stuff right. And that just really, next year, if you lime it a little bit and put a little fertilizer on, I'm telling you, first thing you know, it grows up to thick you can't walk through it.
Yeah.
And it's fresh. And you take a bunch of animals and they'll go to the fresh part every time.
Sure.
And that old stuff that's been there for 5 years or 10 years, they just avoid it.
Mm-hmm.
So you can tell what they want.
And you can go to the, you can lime a field, lime half of it, the other half not lime, and sow it in the pasture. Which side will they eat first?
Will they do that?
They'll eat the place where it's a lime.
Will they?
Yes, sir. They sure will.
Because you've got better growth.
Well, I know about it. I guess it tastes better.
Sure.
I don't know.
But it grows tender. It grows better.
Yeah.
Well, even this old hardy Bahia grass, you know, you have to fertilize it and clip it, or else it'll sort of run down on you.
This is going to be the most expensive crop that's ever been put in.
Fertilizer?
Fertilizer is $200 a ton, more than $200. I got doing my book 210 ton the other day. I think it was $200 a ton. Anhydrous. It was $290 a ton, and he wouldn't sell it to me the other day for that. I mean,
afraid to book it.
Yeah, afraid to go up. So seed corn is going to be $50 a bag. It's just 50 pounds in a bag. It's not a bushel. So we're probably owe the biggest seed and fertilizer bill we've ever owed the Farmers Grain and Fertilizer Company.
Yeah. Now who you buy seed from now?
Farmers Grain and Fertilizer Company. Harold Burnham runs it.
Yeah.
Bought out Bill Robinson.
Yeah. Is that the cheap one you buy from?
They're all the same price.
Well, I mean.
You said the chief one, didn't you?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
That's agro.
You get it all day, don't you?
Agrochemical. I had to buy that fertilizer from anhydrous from him last year.
Yeah.
Because he didn't. The man that Farmers Grain and Fertilizer had been buying the anhydrous for, the firm they'd been buying from, went out of business.
Mm-hmm.
And they had to find somebody else to buy from. So that's the reason I bought that, had to get that from an agrochemical thing that we bought one load or something from.
Mm-hmm.
And they are cash men.
I wanna come up there and go the rounds with you and get acquainted with them. You see, it's been so long since I associated with them, I feel sort of out of touch.
You met Bill Robinson, but
yeah,
Robinson,
yeah.
Of course, he's down in Florida now.
Yeah.
Broke. But Harold Barham and another boy bought him out.
Well, he was Bill's bookkeeper, wasn't he?
No, he's his manager or something. He ran it while Bill was never there. That's the reason he got in the shape. He was one of the reasons. Of course, he gave people credit that it ruined him.
Yeah.
They wouldn't pay him.
He wasn't there.
Well, he had so much business he couldn't stay in one place. Had a place in Hickman, had one at Mason Hall, had one at Union City.
Oh, don't tell me.
He lost it all.
Oh, I swear.
No, no. So the farmers took advantage of him because he wouldn't pay him.
Yeah. Well, let me tell you, I've seen enough of that. You get a pretty good fella and it looks like they all take advantage of him.
Now all the places that I know of charge you 1.5% interest per month. They said that's what they charge them.
Yeah.
So they just pass it on to the customer.
Yeah.
Farmers Grain charge you 1.5%.
Yeah. And you go ahead and pay it?
Mm-hmm. Do I go ahead and pay it?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I go ahead and pay it. It doesn't run that long. Mine runs from June till in October. It wouldn't be, I don't know if it's 1 or 1.5 cents. Was it on your bill that you got from them? How much the interest they charge? Was it 1 or 1.5?
1%,
I think.
I believe it's just 1%. So it doesn't.
Well, 1% gets pretty high when you get to, for a month,
yeah.
Get to checking.
I forgot.
Yeah.
I don't think you charge any. It's a bit. You paid your bill in September. I don't believe you had any. If you paid it in September, I don't believe, and later, if you didn't pay it in September, I don't believe you charged any interest for October or November. Or something like that.
Here's my problem. I want to bring some equipment with me, and I don't want to drive. And it's so tedious to pack stuff if you're going on. Fly. And
what kind of equipment do you want to bring?
Well, this electronic stuff. And cameras, one thing or another. crew. I want to get my crew.
Your crew?
Get up a little family history, whatever.
Oh.
Well,
you wrote me about.
Yeah.
Have you done anything on that?
I've done a good bit about it. I've done everything except do the work.
How did you find out?
Huh?
Where did you get your information?
Oh, I worked into it. See, I've been working this, since 67, just almost steady.
Well, you had to know somebody if it would give you some information. Like me, I couldn't give you any.
Oh, I've done all sorts of things.
You could, there's a lot of places you can write to follow up on. But you've done it by correspondence?
Yeah. Oh, it's a long story. No use getting into that.
Go ahead.
No, there's too much out of it. I'll show it to you. Just show you. Just talk about it. But that's what I've been doing. And the practical side of it is to... I need somebody, a typist, to sort of help me. And then I need someone to use a camera. And you say, anybody can use a camera, yes, but it ought to be better than just snapshots.
Mm-hmm.
And now this little girl here, she's pretty good. she makes some good pictures. I can show you some of them. she's not very satisfactory to work with. She puts things off. And one of the awful things you see about pictures, you see they start snapping the camera, but you never see the picture. They get it lost somewhere along the way, and you never see it. I've experienced that so much.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know whether I want to do it or not. It'd be pleasant to do it, but
does she live over there by herself?
Yeah. She's out there in the trailer.
Yeah.
She's got the trailer. That's supposed to be your trailer, you see.
Yeah.
I got that with you in mind. You come down here, and you just stay as long as you want to. And you wouldn't have to put up with me, all right?
Yeah.
You see, you come over here when you want to, and then you stay over there and when you want to.
Well, we didn't know you had that.
Well,
I might have been
you.
Down here before now if we didn't
well,
know
I,
that.
I thought one time you wrote me about a trailer you was helping a friend buy or something.
I don't know about that, years. But I bought it. I bought it... I've had it just about the time. What I found was, and the family would stay out there too, they'd come down here, not Mamu, but others,
mm-hmm.
And they go there, you see. Well, it's just like you were saying about your motel.
Mm-hmm.
See, they can sleep late or get up early and whatever breakfast they want, that is, they can cook it and don't have to mess with anybody. And then when they get ready to face the world, they can come around. Yeah.
It's the guest house, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, they've abandoned us. I guess we might as well just go on in there and see what they're doing.
Well, now, let me wash the dishes.
Ooh. Well, I tell you what, we ought to just walk on. You wash the glass.
What's going on the way out there? 441.
Yeah,
those are what kind of horses do they have out there?
Thoroughbreds.
Running
yeah.
horses?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Kind you put in the Kentucky Derby, huh?
Yeah. That's those breeding farms.
Yeah. They also train them, don't they? And some.
Yeah, some of them do. A lot of them do. They have wintertime training. They train all year round.
There's a boy down at home who trains Tennessee walking horses. And he has shipped those things all over the country. Of course, he gets $150 a month now training there on them. Just training them.
Yeah.
And he sold them. He's had the champion horse at the Tennessee Walking Horse Celebration, which is held. You know, do you know about that?
Mm-hmm.
At Shelbyville, Tennessee.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
He has had the champion horse up there.
Wow.
Well, I think the champion mare, but not the champion of the whole show. I don't think he's done gotten that far, but he's
still
tremendous. He sold them for, he sold horses for $30,000 and $40,000.
Oh, he has?
Sure.
Well, I'd say that's pretty far along. Would you, Bob?
He's trained some good ones.
That's doing well.
He's trained some good ones.
Now, who is that you're talking about?
Odell McConnell, he lives out the Kenton Road.
Yeah.
He wasn't in operation, I don't think, when you were there.
No.
He sure got some good ones.
Hmm.
How far is that from you?
Oh, just 3 or 4 miles south of Union City.
Oh. You been out there?
Yeah, that's a lot of time.
Yeah.
He works them in the barn. He rides them, rain or shine.
Mm-hmm.
Works them inside.
Well, that's what Barbara needed.
He's even put more, he's built more onto his barn. I don't know. I haven't been in his barn since he made an put an extension on it. I don't know how,
yeah,
how big this is. Tremendous.
Yeah.
Oh. And he's along his road down there. He has lots of help.
He must have lots of help.
And I know there's,
yeah,
another barn down there that works horses. I bought one from this other barn. Oh, a couple of years or so ago, and she was just 2 years old. And she was just she was too young, and I was too old. She was too young for me, and I was too old for her, and I had to sell her. I couldn't manage her. She was broke good, but I didn't get a chance to ride her every day, and that's what it takes.
How long was that ago?
A couple of years ago.
Well,
it was after I started taking. It was after 72, October of 72, and that's when I was still taking these pills. I was taking the pills at that time, so I'd get on, she'd jar me to death, and I said, this, she's not for me,
yeah.
So I got rid of her.
Well, that's when you got her, Tennessee Walker, so she wouldn't jar you.
Yeah, but when I was had her taking these things every so often, why, most anything would jar you, even getting up, climbing up and getting on the darn thing.
Oh, really?
Mm. What she had to do was move, and that,
yeah,
was it, huh?
And she'd turn around, and I couldn't get on her without somebody holding her. And Kathleen was scared of her. And
I would be.
And
sure.
I was too darned open to ride that ride anyway, much as I like to. Well, I could ride a good gentleman right now. The one that's a walking horse. I couldn't ride a quarter horse, I don't think. They're pretty easy, though.
Yeah, yeah. Well, they got that little jog trot.
Yeah.
If it depends on the horse.
Yeah.
Some of them are real smooth. You hardly know they're doing anything.
You mean a quarter horse?
Mm-hmm. The real. Yeah, have you seen Barney when he's just barely trotting? When he just trots real, real slow?
You can't feel it?
You can't feel it. He's just barely moving under.
If he had a lesson or two, I bet you he can
do
it.
A quarter horse?
Yeah. I can ride a quarter horse. I can ride any kind of horse. I grew up on one.
Yeah. You don't forget either.
I didn't know.
No, I took Mama dancing the other night for the first time in 35 years, and I guess it's like I hadn't forgotten how. And I said to the old boy, that's just like riding a bicycle. You don't forget how to ride a bicycle.
I didn't know you rode horses when you were growing up.
On a farm?
Yes.
On a 400-acre farm? Grew up on a 400-acre farm and not learn how to ride a horse?
Well, I didn't know it was a 400-acre farm.
Over that home place?
Was it that big?
Yeah. Bigger than that. A few more acres than 400 in it.
Yeah. You didn't have a car.
Well, not all the time.
Well, you had a car, but you wouldn't ride the car all over the field.
No.
So you had to have a horse.
Had to have a horse to ride to school, man. 3 miles to school. Then the bus didn't come by my house and pick me up and take me to school like they do now. I had to get there the best way I could.
Bye-bye.
Anyway, if I didn't have one of the other kids Boys had the saddle, I had to ride bareback. If he beat me to the barn and got the saddle, well, I had to ride bareback. And that mud splashing up all over your legs, flopping through that mud going to school.
Yeah. Hanging down there, riding where the horse is slushing it.
Yeah, when he's front, knock it up there on your legs with his feet hitting that mud.
Yeah.
And when the snow would had on the horse, if your horse had on the shoes, and there was snow on the ground, and it started melting, that snow would build up under his feet, and his feet would get that high, and he couldn't walk.
Like rolling,
like rolling a snowball.
You remember that?
Oh yeah, I had him do it. And you always forget the hook pick, and so you try to get the snow out with your bare hands.
Where were you where it's snowing?
North Carolina.
North, is it snow out there?
Yeah.
It does?
Yeah.
Well, she got a brother in South Carolina, Colleen has, but it has snowed one pretty good size snow, he says, since he's been in Columbia.
Well, Columbia is a little bit south.
Yeah.
Greensboro, North Carolina, which is good. Right above the snow belt, there's a belt that, you know, you tell that it's going to snow.
And is that your home in North Carolina?
Yeah. Greensboro.
And what are you doing?
How old were you when you moved there?
10, 11.
Are you a student?
Yeah.
Are we at the university?
No.
You just ride horses.
She lived with me in Kentucky.
Yeah, see.
You're kidding.
Oh, yeah. Right across the street.
What?
I used to go through their backyard.
This street wasn't wide enough to park a car on, so anybody could get down the street, and you had to park up on the curb, didn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's
we were up there one summer.
Yeah.
That's it.
Couldn't pass very well.
Yeah.
Well, you weren't riding horses then. You didn't start the horses until you got North Carolina, did you?
Mm-hmm. I didn't do anything but hop on the James ponies and bob around a little bit.
Oh.
In Kentucky. And I started taking lessons when I moved to North Carolina.
Yeah.
You took horse riding lessons?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I rode from time I was 14.
Yeah.
13, 14.
I didn't think you were that old now.
Why is that?
Where's your friend that was with you yesterday? I guess.
I don't know.
She's working.
She's a working girl.
Oh, she
she's
is.
Not like me. Just bomb around. She's got a little.
You've been gone all day. What you been doing? Riding horses?
No.